The bill is being offered by Houston Republican Senator Dan Patrick. Patrick has made abortion restrictions a priority since his election in 2006. He passed a mandatory sonogram bill in 2011 and has filed a bill this session to restrict how late a woman can have an abortion. His bill on RU 486 was presented to members of the Senate Health and Human Services Committee Tuesday.
Members, this is a straightforward bill. This is not before pregnancy. This is terminating a pregnancy, and all we're asking is that the abortion clinics follow the Federal Drug Administration guidelines and the manufacturer's guidelines.
Patrick invited three people to testify for the bill, each focused on complications some women have encountered after taking it. Local OBGYN Mike Love cited a 2009 Finnish study.
They found a 20% rate of complications with medical abortion versus 5.6 with surgical abortions. 8-fold higher rate of hemorrhage, 5-fold higher rate of incomplete abortion.
The bill would also limit the pill's use per FDA guidelines to within the first 7 weeks of pregnancy. The pill is commonly prescribed up to 9 weeks. Dr. Al Gross is with the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists. He told senators the FDA guidelines are 13 years old and best practices no longer use them. He also spoke against a provision in the bill that would require doctors prescribing RU 486 to enter into a treatment contract with a separate physician who would help the patient in case of any adverse side effects.
I think this is a badly drafted bill and would be a dangerous precedent to set for other medical procedures. I have never heard of a cardiologist, for example, being required to have a contract with a cardiovascular surgeon in case he ruptures a coronary artery placing a stent.
The bill could be voted out of committee this week. Reporting from the Texas Capitol, Ben Philpott, KUT News.